Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Really amazing what a little bit of snow will knock out, I swear to God. When you live in one of the southeastern states, it's great unless it snows. If it snows, then all kinds of crazy stuff happens. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Right now, most of the gun industry, well, let me rephrase that. They've only got half the crowd. A lot of the gun industry is at SHOT Show. I normally would be there, can't go myself. So instead, joining me today, from Combat Speed LLC, wherever that is, that would be Super Dave Harrington. How are you doing?
All right, Mr. Bill. How's it going today?
You notice how I gave you the props for the undisclosed broadcast location for you two?
Absolutely, wherever. Man.
Yeah, yeah. So I know how the Spec Ops guys work. When I was working in MI, we got to intermingle with them from time to time. It was quite fun. So, here we are in my home state of South Carolina. The weather is not as good as your state of Florida. Although, while I was getting snow, you guys were getting tornadoes in some locale. But, you know, when the weather goes sideways here, like we had one ice storm where a half inch of ice got on everything and knocked the power out in the city for 10 days. Now, in the event, and when I was sitting here and I'm thinking about this, like last night I decided to be clever and grill a bunch of food at one time to where I didn't have to go out there and do it again, and it was bitter cold. Because I'm used to, you know, if I'm out there, most of the time I'm moving around, but I'm just sitting there watching a grill. So I was bitter cold. And it made me think, like with your kit, if you're going into a cold climate to do one of your gigs or something. When you go into the cold climate, if it is cold at that time, do you make allowances for that? And do you think to yourself, well, if I have to abandon ship, I'm going to need this and this and this and this and this?
Yeah, to an extent. You know, as far as, you know, your personal kit and equipment, you're going to weatherize it, or you should be able to easily adapt your kit to the current weather conditions. You know, it's just something you have to do. Nobody's going to do it for you. So in a sense, if you get caught short, it's, you know, maybe just a highly unusual set of circumstances.
Right.
Or you get caught short because you didn't keep up with maintaining your kit and equipment, you know, in like a current ready status.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute if we could, because, you know, in the 80s, the kit that I was given for extreme cold weather.
Right.
And I mean, it wasn't even the extreme cold weather like they would teach you at Fort Greeley. But I mean, just the stuff they issued me in Germany. We used to have boots that you pumped air into to create an air pocket to keep you warm. We had a parka that, you know, fastened around the lower part of your body not to let any wind in. And they had not yet embraced to a heavy degree this, smaller layers concept they seem to have gotten into here recently. Which do you think it was the better method? Was the old method better? Or because it sure was bulky. I'll say that for it.
Yeah, but do you remember the spear system? Were you in long enough to remember this I think the Spear system was the first layered concept, you know, the final product of that layered concept, because you had the, I don't know, man, it was something like some super thin type silkish material.
No, I wasn't in for that. I remember that.
That were worn against the body. Then you had a medium layer that went between kind of an inner and outer like shell. You know what I mean?
Right.
But the Spear system was outstanding. The only problem with it was, is depending on, you know, your individual physiology, or if it wasn't simply cold enough, you'd sweat like a maniac.
And, yeah.
You know, it would. I mean, it was high quality gear, but if it wasn't cold enough, or even if it was cold enough, but your level of physical output, was greater than, you'd sweat pretty good in them. And which is the one thing, you know, you got to be careful of.
Yeah, for those that are wondering why he's so concerned with that, that is the way of hypothermia, which will creep up on you. It will creep up on. As a matter of fact, when in Europe, we did have long johns, but we had like the over sweaters to go over, then our uniform top to go over the. I love the over sweater. The over sweater was great, but if we were working. We had to have a supervisor on hand monitoring that all the time to make sure that we started shedding layers if we started to get too hot while we were working. So it was a constant, take it off, put it on. So, I get that fully. But, I mean, nowadays, today, if somebody is going to pack their bag and it's because they're going into a cold weather area of operation, if they're going to do a gig there or whatever, what kind of stuff would you advise them to pack?
Well, as far as, cold weather clothing, it could be any number of things. I mean, you don't have to necessarily go out and, purchase the very best.
Right.
Set yourself up for success by having, like several layers of, cotton material clothing, but regardless of what the material is made of, layer it. Have 2, 3, 4 layers with an outer shell. I'd still have emergency ponchos, or even as small and compact as tents are nowadays. You could have like a little one person tent as an outer shell between you and the weather.
Right.
Certainly, we've spoken before about, the necessity of food and water, at least probably for a 72-hour period in your vehicle.
The one thing that I've thought about, and I never thought about this before, but I used to see these guys come back from Korea, and they would have a poncho liner sewn into a, like, the rain top.
Right.
And I always thought that was the coolest thing, but I never got stationed in Korea. So nowadays, whenever I'm doing something, if it's moderate, I'm either going to have one of those puffer jackets or... I'm getting a weather bulletin now, or one of those, or a fleece liner, and then I'm going to put a rain shell over the top of it to keep me dry and keep the wind off of me, and hopefully reflect some heat back to me. Coming up on the first break, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. That's where you want to go. That's where you want to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, talking about cold weather preparations, if you have to make any. I rediscovered something yesterday when I was grilling that I had I knew, but I had forgotten it.
What was that?
Propane tanks work better at normal temperatures. They don't work very good at really cool temperatures.
Right.
So, little pro tip for those of you out there traveling with cocaine bottles, cocaine, propane. And if you're traveling with cocaine bottles too, you know, keep them at room temperature too.
Little Freudian slip there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, how often do you go to a cold climate?
Rarely. Man, every chance I get. I kind of like to avoid cold weather situations if at all possible.
Right.
Every like major training event I did while I was in the service somehow happened during, you know, the cold weather months. So that kind of skewed me on that. But the thing about it is, if you think about, you know, background, experience, conditioning, I was never assigned to a unit responsible for a cold weather environment or, you know, a cold weather operating area. And that's kind of huge in a sense because I don't have a lot of cold weather training per se. You know, for example, comparatively speaking, you were assigned to a unit in Germany, whereas I was assigned to a unit in Okinawa, Japan. You know,
wow. They get cold in Okinawa.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you know, that bone-chilling, you know, 2 or 3 foot of snow on the ground, kind of cold, wet, miserable, slogging through mud. You know, I've seen enough of that to know to avoid it in the future when at all possible. cold weather, you know, I wouldn't say I was a cold weather injury. I was on the verge of being a cold weather injury. But when I went through Ranger School in the Army, you know, I was a Winter Ranger. It was a November, December class time frame. And to this day, even when it gets a little cool here in Florida, my toes go numb.
Yeah.
You know, I was on the verge of being frostbite boy there. And
Benning probably gets pretty cool in December, I would think.
Well, we were out in Dugway, Utah. During the desert phase of Ranger School, you know, we flew out to Dugway, Utah, and, man, it was unbelievably cold for, you know, extended periods of time. But all in all, you know, just be smart. Have the requisite, you could even call it survival gear, under, you know, the circumstances, under cold weather type circumstances.
Right.
And don't be afraid to, you know, make a decision. You know, use it. Save your life.
Well, you gotta pay attention to your extremities because everything's going to retreat from your extremities. That's how you get frostbite on your fingers and toes first.
Exactly.
You need to keep moving. You need to be around a heat source. You got to stay hydrated. It will dehydrate you so fast you can't even imagine. And a good hot meal, a couple of good hot meals per day, 3 to be exact, is never a bad idea. But, I mean, one thing we used to do was we had 2 canteens. So we would take 1 canteen and pour boiling hot water into it and then wear that inside the parka.
Right.
Just to be, you know, we were trapping heat within our, really all we had, you know. And those old canteens back during the day, it had to be really hot water to penetrate that thick plastic and get radiant.
Right.
So I find the different things that happen out there nowadays today, and I mean, even the MREs of today, they have chemical heaters built into them to where if you want to take your food and have it heated up, you stick it in there and add a little water to it, you got some heat. You have seriously got some heat going on. So that heated meal and all those other things, it's... You cannot be operating a cold environment without doing a lot of thinking about what you're doing.
Absolutely.
You got to stay dry.
It'll get you quick. You
yeah.
Succumb to the cold extremely quickly.
Yeah. This is why socks, believe it or not, as unsexy as that is, socks make the world of difference. You know, you need your boots to be either waterproof or have an overboot on it and everything else. And if you do all that stuff, then you're going to be pretty cool and pretty happy about it and everything else and all those other things. But, I mean, I was just thinking about the howling wind that we had up here and everything. And I spent many days, many nights in a howling wind like that with snow up my fourth point of contact, being told that I was guarding light anti-tank weapons when I couldn't tell you if there was actually any there. And every time those officers in charge, you know what they would tell me about this, what I was doing? It was good training. And then,
it's all good training.
Yeah, it's all good training. But, I mean, when they brought me back from Europe, you know where they sent me?
Where's that?
Fort Polk, Louisiana.
Oh, man, what a contrast.
I had never fallen out of a run before till I got to Fort Polk. First run out.
Wow.
First run out.
Yeah, the humidity will suck the breath right out of you.
Yeah, it was a completely different climate. Not very smart of whoever my hires were, the Pentagon, whoever were cutting those orders. Not very smart for me, but yeah, that's where I went.
Well, that's where it shook out.
I had to re-enlist to get out of there, Dave.
Wow.
I had to re-enlist, and then when I found there was a slot at Campbell, I was like, send me. I know they get some snow.
Right.
So, old Army buddies.
No doubt.
No doubt about it. When we get back, I want to talk to you about SHOT Show, which is happening right now, which is normally where a lot of people you know,
right,
where I am. You've been there. You say you've been there. This is where normally a lot of us are. And right now, my understanding is that it is half the crowd. So that, when we get back, I want to talk to you about that. Super Dave has there's various ways you can monitor what Super Dave is doing during the day. You can go to his Facebook page, which is just simply Dave Harrington. You can go to his commercial page, which is Super Dave Harrington. You can go to his YouTube channel, which is Super Dave Harrington. And you can go to his website if you want to catch class. CombatSpeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is traveling to Ukraine amid tensions with Russia. The trip comes as there are growing concerns of a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine after the Biden administration released information indicating Russia was planning a pretext invasion. Indiana Republican Congresswoman Victoria Spartz criticizes Russia's military aggression towards Ukraine.
It's sad for me to see that countries like Russia are moving back and aligning themselves with dictatorial regimes, and it's very bad for Europe and creates a lot of instability and headaches for us.
The airline industry is calling on the federal government to block 5G wireless signals near airports or face severe disruptions. A major 5G rollout is scheduled to begin on Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News. Microsoft is buying out a big name in the video game business. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
With 3 billion people actively playing games today, online gaming is now the largest and fastest growing form of entertainment. It was announced Tuesday, Microsoft will buy Activision for just under $69 billion or $95 a share. Bobby Kotick will continue to serve as CEO of Activision Blizzard and will focus on culture and accelerating business growth. Once the deal closes, the Activision Blizzard business will report to Phil Spencer, CEO, Microsoft Gaming. When the transaction closes, Microsoft will become the third largest gaming company in the world by revenue.
Americans can now order free at-home COVID-19 tests. Residential households can order one set of 4 rapid antigen COVID-19 tests online at covidtests.gov. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Super Dave Harrington. And now, how long have you been an instructor?
Oh, my gosh. In different capacities for probably most of my adult life, back in my Karate Man days, working with what was then known as the United States Taekwondo Association.
Wow.
I guess you would say that was the very first set of circumstances that required me to, begin to develop, interactive skills with people, on an instructional level. And gosh, man, that's been, the first thing that comes to mind is like 1983, 84 time frame.
How long have you been a firearms instructor?
In the firearms realm, I would say, excluding my military time, specifically my special forces time, since I retired. So it's been the past, 17 years?
Yeah.
On my own.
So you've been in the gun industry. So you've been in the gun industry that long.
I've been very fun. Yeah.
How many times have you gone to SHOT Show?
Probably 5, maybe 6 times.
Yeah.
Something
now,
like that.
Why don't you go to SHOT Show now?
Simply because it's kind of a self-preservation issue, man. The funny thing about it is for, as long as I can remember, it's always been kind of a running joke. The pre-med before you go to the SHOT Show, because, you're probably at least going to get a cold because there are so many thousands of people that congregate at the show from all over the world. You know what I mean?
Not to mention being in those airplanes.
Oh, yeah. You know, and, you know, I mean, how often have you heard an airplane referred to as a germ tube? You know, I've got to take a germ tube to, you know, California, whatever. The thing about it is, there's a couple of reasons. There's only one thing that I can accomplish by going to the SHOT Show that you it's the only way you can do it, and that is to have FaceTime with my sponsors, interact right. with my sponsors, and network. And with, you know, friends, family that happen to, you know, be in the area or at the show.
Right.
It's a cool event. There's any number of, like, sideline Bob gigs I've done. Like, you know, we rent Harleys from Vegas Harley and go for a ride out through, you know, whatever, go to Death's Valley, you know.
And maybe back. Go to the dam.
Yep, go to the dam. There's yep. any number of, you know, cool rides that you could do out there. Any number of cool events. It is an annual event for a lot of people.
It is a fun time.
But the thing about it is, of course, with the COVID deal, which I, you know, still pretty much feel is a direct biological warfare attack on our country. Somebody's mad scientist experiment.
Right.
The, what did you say the attendance was this year? Like 50%?
I'm being told it's about half.
Yeah.
So what?
Well,
that
doesn't shock me at all. You know, throw COVID into the pile and then, you know, go to the SHOT Show. I don't think that's a smart move. As a matter of fact, I don't understand it because other than a simple fact, I've been extremely lucky. I've not really, since this whole thing started, since the whole COVID event thing started, I've not really, because of the nature of my work, I've not really been able to change the way I do business. And I have not changed the way I do business. I've traveled and still travel fairly extensively on a regular basis. And yet, I've never caught COVID.
And I caught COVID last time they had one. I caught
Pardon
COVID
me?
Last time they had one. And at SHOT Show. I caught COVID at SHOT Show. So I don't
wow.
know if I caught it on a plane or how I caught it, but I
right.
did catch it. But, you know, as far as the rest of it is concerned, like my impression of what it was that they were saying everybody was going to have to be masked. Everybody's going to have to be doing this. Everybody's going to have to be doing that. Then I watched a video today of our buddy James Yeager. And,
right.
and James is going to XS Sites where he's hooking up with Addison Monroe, who's my point person at XS Sites.
Right.
And neither one of them wearing a mask. So hopefully they're letting them do some business. The way they wanted to do it, though, with social distancing and masks and all
right.
this other stuff.
That's not going to work.
No, not at SHOT Show. SHOT Show was very, you know, there's a lot of FaceTime going on at SHOT Show. And it,
right, exactly. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So I don't know why they did that this year with this constraint if they're not going to go by it. It didn't matter anyway. I couldn't go because right now my wife doesn't have any immunity due to chemotherapy treatment.
Right.
So I couldn't go. So there will be another SHOT Show, and, you know, I will go and do that then. And then instead of going to SHOT Show today, I went and bought a pistol.
Right.
I went and bought myself another blaster. Not a Glock this time. I bought a P320 just because, you know, that's what the Army carries.
Right.
But anyway, I sometimes I wonder if a show like that is necessary, and I don't think it is actually necessary, but I do think that the industry uses this as sort of a reset from one year to the next.
Right.
To get together and hang out and just be buddies with your pals and everything, and do business with your pals, and if you're not doing business, maybe you're having a meal. Maybe you're having a drink. Maybe you're going to a cigar bar,
right.
whatever it is.
I agree with you 100%. It's more of a industry fellowship than it is a show.
Yeah. So, but it is definitely a show. If you've never been to SHOT Show, and if you're, I don't know, if you can't go to SHOT Show, you should definitely go to the NRA annual meeting, because that's very nearly the same as SHOT Show, except instead of industry people being there making deals, the consumers are there looking at the stuff that they were looking at earlier. So, earlier in the year. So maybe the NRA show will come off, and I don't know if I'll be able to go to that either, but, we'll see. We'll see. But I think the next SHOT Show, I think you ought to go.
Yeah.
And, I don't think Fisher went this time either. I don't think Fisher went this time at all. So we'll see. We'll see. But in any event, now your Instagram is sdave_Harrington, right?
Correct.
So if you want to follow Super Dave on Instagram, it's sdave_Harrington on Instagram. You get a lot of views of his TV show, because Dave, in addition to being an instructor, he's also the host of Trigger Time TV, Troy Gallant's project out there, and whereby he presents all of the, he's the presenter, as they would say in England, he's a presenter. So he presents to you the various lessons that are brought to you via Trigger Time TV. If you haven't ever checked it out, what channel is it? What network is that on, Dave? Is it Pursuit?
Man, yeah, but it's on several.
We'll talk about that when we get back. Talk about that
when we get too, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington. You can find Super Dave on Trigger Time TV. Trigger Time TV is actually carried by the Pursuit Channel in addition to a lot of stuff. A lot of these TVs that have apps, the Roku box, Amazon Fire, the LG app, the Sony app, the Philips Smart TVs, the Sony Entertainment Network, Apple TV. It's out there a bunch of different ways. It gets out to 20 million unduplicated homes. So you can find him there where Super Dave does his Super Dave stuff. But now, one of the things that with Dave, and he's joining us again, Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. One of the things about Dave is that Dave is not fancy. I mean, I've looked at the way he sets his stuff up, and it isn't fancy. And to that end, you know, one of the things I asked him about was what kind of holster you're running, what kind of rig you're running. And unfortunately, the man who made the holster for him is no longer with us. He has passed on. But you have someone out there that is doing that rig based upon that set of all that geometry and the math and everything that went into it. You've got somebody making duplicates of this now, and I'm going to be getting one of these. Tell me about this rig.
Okay, real quick. Man, I had his name right on the end of my tongue, and I blew it. His first name is Brian, though. Brian, you know, after Mike passed away, I had a long talk with Brian about, you know, what he's going to do try to carry the company. And, he is. He's doing it on a very limited scale right now. But, the S-Dave rig consists of a right side straight drop G45 holster. Now this is all, the gear is made out of basic folded Kydex.
Right.
But unique to what is the formal norm or the informal norm of using thin Kydex, I use approximately an eighth of an inch thick Kydex, which gives the mag holders and the holster itself a much more robust and durable. It's not only much more durable, but it gives it a durable feel.
Right.
I don't really know how to describe that any better than that. but wearing the gear feels good. You know, because it's substantial. It's very, I guess you could say it's overmade. But the reason behind that is when you're fighting on the ground, and if, for example, if you're on your right side and you need to traverse the kill zone, how are you going to do that? Well, you're going to pivot on your waist. And I've actually doing various ground fighting exercises, broken or cracked mag holders and holsters, because ultimately during the physical execution, I would wind up pivoting on that piece of gear. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it would, if it was empty, it would collapse. Well, this thick Kydex, you don't have that. It eliminated that problem. So that's the issue behind me liking the thick Kydex. They're simple individual mag holders. I have both left side. I have four left side mag holders and two right side mag holders worn in front of the holster, which is worn at the 3 o'clock position. Now here's the explanation behind the number of mag holders. I have a total of six mag holders, okay? With a magazine in each holder, four on the left, two on the right, the pistol will be unloaded and cleared. When it's time to go to work, I will use the rearmost left side mag as the initial load mag into the pistol.
Right.
So I go ahead and load my pistol. So that leaves three reserve mags on the left side and two reserve mags on the right. And the rearmost mag holder on the left is empty because that magazine now resides in the pistol. You with me?
I am.
All right, so dig it. What happens is, provided I get to a point where I make the decision to go to work and I expend X amount of ammo prior to running empty, I decide to top the pistol off. I'll remove that mag. There's two ways of doing it. I can do a retention load or a tactical load. I don't want to get into those, the difference right now. But the bottom line is that the pistol or the magazine that's in the pistol comes out and into the rearmost empty mag holder. Then I move to one mag forward and load the pistol with that capacity magazine. I now have an empty mag holder that acts as a divider between my capacity mags on my left side and the reduced capacity mag on my left side. Got it?
I got it.
And that continues to roll over. And that helps you track and manage your reserve ammo. Now, remember, the purpose of the first reserve mag, now this is either left side or right side, but I'll expand on the right side in a minute. We're going to focus on the left. The purpose of the first reserve mag is to replace the mag in the gun should it fail to work properly. The second reserve mag, its purpose is to cover down on human error in the event that you are trying to use the first reserve mag to load the pistol and drop it. The fastest load from that point is your next reserve mag. Instead of trying to stop action or interrupt action by having to physically recover the magazine that you dropped, and there's only one reason that you would do that, And that's because it's your last reserve mag.
Right.
And then the third reserve magazine on the left side, that is just extra. Just because I can carry extra, I do. So the two mags that are on the right side, one in front of the holster, the concept is the same. Now dig this. If you have both hands to work with, that's fine. You would, normally rely on the reserve ammo on your left side of your body. But if for some reason your left side is disabled and you only have your right arm, hand, side to run the gun, you have reserve ammo on the right side of your body that supports being efficient with the right side only and precludes you from having to get into some wacky position to retrieve a reserve mag off your left side with your right hand. Another benefit to wearing ammunition on both sides of your body is the simple fact that once your body position changes, access to your kit and equipment changes.
I need to give you time to get that in because we're running out of time. We're going to have to explore that deeper. Hook me up. Yep. Hook me up with the guy so that we can. I need a S. Dave rig.
Your hook. I've already ordered it, man. I just got to do an email intro for you guys, and you guys work it out from there.
Roger that. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
Roger that. Coming up next, writer and podcaster Rob Morris, as I try to catch up. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.